Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I've got this fantasy, Simon, that I'll live in a place where people offer me lobster rolls just as a matter of, you know, like...
At what point in your life are you going to live in Maine?
I don't know. I don't never want to live in Maine, but just they just sound so yummy.
Yeah.
It'd be like the banh mi,
yeah,
but of Maine. You know, where lobster has died for this. Failing that, okay, so yes. Clearly that's not going to happen. I want more prawns in my life.
Oh, that's an easier fix, isn't
right?
it?
Right, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I'm always on the lookout for how to make this happen, and I've got one that I want to share. I think it suits this time of year perfectly. It's a beautiful, easy prawn salad.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
So when we talk about prawn salad, I think everybody sees food poisoning. Don't you reckon? Like, it's like, how do I avoid food poisoning if I'm having a prawn salad?
Yeah.
Any
yeah.
thoughts on that, Simon? Like, how to avoid getting that crook guts? Have I just made you really, speechless?
You have, because I know that's exactly the first thing you think of when you think of prawns and prawn salad. I'm not entirely sure it's the first thing I think of when I think of prawns.
Is that right?
Yeah, because you're always worried about the food poisoning with the prawns. I look, you know, the usual with prawns, isn't it? You just don't want them to linger out on the side for too long. You bring them.
Okay, yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
Handle them properly.
You're absolutely right. Okay, so let's get back to prawn salad. What you want to do is just get prawns that are fresh. So yep. It's generally, I think, with seafood, if like me, getting food poisoning is a concern, buy it the day that you're going to cook it.
Definitely.
Now, very we've talked idea. In the past about frozen prawns, also very, very good. So defrost on the day that you want to cook with them, and I think you don't have anything to worry about. Once they're cooked, of course, don't leave them in the sun and don't leave them at room temperature. So just pull them out before serving. Yeah.
They're not something that likes to linger.
No. I mean, what does like to linger?
Listeria.
Okay, so what you want to do is have uncooked prawns, either fresh or frozen, and then you want to boil them in a big pot of water that has a tablespoon of rice vinegar in it, just to kind of enliven those, and an ice bath.
Lovely.
So we know what an ice bath is, but if you don't, it's just basically cold water with ice in it to take the temperature out of something that's just cooked. It's often done to green vegetables, and in this case we're doing it to the prawns. So you're going to cook the prawns until they're no longer translucent, they're now opaque and they have that lovely sort of firmness.
Yes.
And if you've ever overcooked a prawn, you can see that they kind of shrink and they've gone too far.
Yeah, they're kind of collapsing into themselves, right? And they're going all tough and rubbery, like, don't eat me, I'm not going to be tasty.
I know, so keep an eye on them as soon as they go opaque, whisk them out, plunge them into the ice bath, but don't soak them in there because they'll soak up the water. So get them strained and sort of almost dried off.
Mm-hmm.
Then the dressing can be anything, but I thought this one you would particularly like because it has Greek yogurt in it.
Yeah, sold.
A couple of teaspoons of Dijon mustard, salt, of course, and pepper. And then a few other things to enhance it. So Kewpie mayonnaise, a pretty generous squirt of that, so quarter of a cup if you're measuring. Dill and chives, and then how's this, if you want, you can add a whole Lebanese cucumber sliced on the angle and kind of crushed through with a bit of salt.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Can you picture that?
I can. You're getting that juicy, refreshing bite of the cucumber. You're getting the lovely, lovely texture of the prawn. You're getting the smoothness of the Greek yogurt. Oh, yes. I'm loving it.
Yeah. And I think be generous with the salt, but taste as you go and don't overdo the dill. I find people can be a bit heavy-handed with dill.
Yeah.
And if you're eating something as delicious as a prawn, you want to give it some space to speak.
Mm. And would you ever stuff this into a soft roll a la your main lobster roll, you mean?
This is my fantasy. So of course, have it when your friends are over, but have fluffy rolls that are buttered, ready to shove those prawns inside.
Steinsy main prawn roll. This is the way to go. You don't need to go anywhere, Yumi. You are living the dream.
Thank you. And you can find more details about how to put this together at home in our show notes.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.